Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Samach Aleph Omud Beis in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're in the middle of Siman Resh Pei Beis, and we're at the very bottom of Samach Aleph Omud Aleph, the last line with Sif Dalet. The Mechaber says, Noagim Likros Shiva. There is a custom to read seven Aliyos on Shabbos, the Ligmor Imava Parsha, and to conclude with the conclusion of the seventh person getting an Aliyah, the entire Parsha. And the Omer Kaddish, and after that, after you read the seven Aliyos and finished the entire Parsha, again, we talked yesterday, you can make Hosafos on Shabbos, then you say the Kaddish, which we'll see is a Chatzi Kaddish. The Choser V'Korei Im HaMaftir Masha Korashvi. And then, for the Aliyah of Maftir, which is an additional Aliyah, you go and reread the last couple of Psukim from the Parsha, but you don't do the Maftir as the seventh Aliyah, which we'll talk about in a moment. Now, Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot Nidches, Ma shenagu limkor shishi bifnei atzmo. The Mishnah Berurah brings down an interesting minhag over here, and he says that they used to sell the aliyahs, but they used to sell them apparently as a package, and you'd buy all of the aliyahs with the exception of shishi, and as we'll see, maftir. And then they would go and sell shishi separately. So he says this minhag to go and sell shishi separately bifnei atzmo, yesh kitzas semech mehazoar from Parsha Shlach Lecha, from the Parsha of Shlach. So there is a zohar that says that there's a special inyan of shishi, and therefore they would sell shishi separately, and this is brought down in the name of the Mogen Avraham. Dear Shifut number 30 brings down as follows. He says, the limkor es aliyos b'Shabbos yontiv. How are you allowed to sell aliyos in Shabbos and yontiv? It's mekachul memkar. It's business dealings, which we don't do, as we'll learn in Shin Vav. So there is a machlokus on this, actually. And he says, ubemakum shenagu b'zeheter, in those places that do allow the selling of aliyos in Shabbos, in limchos b'yodim, you certainly shouldn't protest. They lach shosh b'shom mekach u'memkar b'Shabbos. And they don't have to be concerned about this concept of doing business on Shabbos. And he adds further in Shin Chav Gimel, shim evshar tov lahachmi shalo lishtamish b'psokim shaleim roshum schum hakesef shakon mischayel shalim. If at all possible, don't have cards that list the exact amount of money that was used to purchase over here. V'siim shekein nagua kamonim. And this was, in fact, the practice of the earlier great people. Then he brings down, in a place where the minhag is to sell the aliyahs, v'yesham anoshim shechayavim lalos. You have certain people that are obligated to get an aliyah, let's say a yard site or an offer for bar mitzvah, things like that. So those people have an obligation to get an aliyah. But if it's in a place where you sell the aliyahs, so we learned already in Siman Kuf Lamed Vav, she'ein lidchos osam kidei limkor es aliyahs le'anoshim acherim. You shouldn't push aside people that have an absolute chiyav to go and sell the aliyahs. However, if the minhag in that place is that you sell all of the aliyahs and the chiyuvim, so to say, have to buy them if they want, so the Bir Halacha over there says, Mikol Mokum Yesh Lahalos Chosin B'Shabbos Shekod B'Chasana. We should try to give the offer Shabbos, the Chosin, the week before his Chasana. And a child at his bar mitzvah, we should try to give them an aliyah anyway. And if you can't do this because of the obligations to sell the aliyahs, you can make a Hosafa and give them an aliyah in that fashion. The issue foot number 31 brings down, what about Shlishi? Shlishi is a very special Aliyah. It's the first Aliyah for Yisrael. So, Nagu Shekor Misarav Av Beis Din Aliyah Zu. Many places, they would have the custom that the Rav or the Av Beis Din would get Shlishi every single Shabbos. And he adds, V'hosif, Shebishas HaTzorech Yesh L'Rav Limchol HaKvodu V'Lalos Revi. If for some reason they need to give somebody else Shlishi, so the Rav can be Meichel on his cover and take Revi instead. He brings down from the Eshel of Rami B'Chach, Kosuo Atzmo, about himself, Shebetchilo Hayanoeg Lalos Besimchas Torah L'Chosin Torah or L'Chosin Breishas. He would always try to be the Chosin Torah or L'Chosin Breishas. He was the Rav, he was the God Lador, and they would give him Chosin Torah or L'Chosin Breishas every year. However, afterwards he changed his practice, and instead he took Shlishi on Simchas Torah, like he did every single Shabbos and Yontif, because he said that it's a bigger zuchus to be amongst the obligatory readers, the five people that are supposed to get the Aliyah on Yontif. So he says it's bigger to be the first Yisrael amongst them rather than to go and take something that may have more prestige attached to it, like Chosin Torah, Chosin Breishas. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, the Achron Mochrim Bifnei Atzmo. Likewise, they would sell Achron, the last Aliyah, by itself, with the Achron Chaviv Shemesayimbo. He brings down the name of the Prima Garden, that the Achron, the last Aliyah, is very special because that's the concluding Aliyah. In addition, foot number 32, he brings down, Mechabd Nisagodol Shebetzibor Lalos Utore Achron. There is a minhag to give the greatest person in the Tzibor also Achron. Mishnah Berurah continues, he says, nevertheless, and this is an overriding principle, Mikomokom Chas V'Sholom Liskotit Baburzeh. None of these suggestions over here, minhagim, should in any way lead to a fight. Shekola osios haTorah, heim kulam kedoshim haTorah. Because any aliyah is a wonderful thing to get, and one should make sure, above all, not to have fights about, oh, I want this aliyah, I want that aliyah, well, you didn't give me this aliyah, you want mechabin me. And it says, d'chsev, imros Hashem amoros taharus ugule. All the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are holy and tar, and therefore, one should certainly never fight about which aliyah one gets. The Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Yotes says the minhag is to have seven readers, the obligatory seven readers on Shabbos. The name in Adin Kaimalon Demafter Olamin Shiva. Technically, he says Maftir should be the seventh Aliyah. Vaya Yochaligmara Parsha, and one could conclude the Parsha, the seventh Aliyah, and he's the one that gets Maftir. The Ainu Asidra, you finish off reading the required Parsha, Imha Maftir, Shehu Ashvi, with not adding a separate Aliyah for Maftir. Yachakachlo Makadish, and then you'd say Kadish after the seven Aliyos, and then you'd read the Haftarah. The Avkidei Lotse is Gam Das Omer Gemara, the Ein Maftir Olam in Yeshiva. However, in order to fill the idea that's expressed in the Gemara, that the Maftir should not count as part of the seven Aliyos, therefore, Al Kain Mehanochon, the Minog is, the proper thing to do is Likro Shiva Kruyim Kodim Shemaskla Maftir. The Minog in Shuls is to call up seven people before you have the Maftir go up, and you say the Chatzi Kaddish after that, Ukidei Lohodia Lakol. And in order to make sure that everybody understands, Shemaftir Eino Mibinyan HaOlim, that the Maftir is not one of the obligatory Aliyos, and that's why we have the Kaddish after the seven Aliyos, Ben Kriyaso L'Kriyas Shara Olam, between Maftir and the other Aliyos. Umimela Muchvach Ligmar Sidra, and therefore you're obligated to finish the Parsha, the Sidra, Mitchila, before you have the Chatzi Kaddish, before you have the Maftir, Kadesh Lo Yafsik B'Kaddish V'Emsa Kriya. So the Kaddish doesn't come in the middle of the laning, the Kaddish should come at the conclusion of all the required laning. The Achakach, and then afterwards, Lachzorim HaMaftir, I'll call upon him Gimel Psukim. You have the Maftir, then get the Aliyah and reread over at least three of the Psukim. It can be more. Mimashakara Shvi or Achvim, but the seventh person or the last person who got the Aliyah laned. Therefore, they reread that again, but the seven obligatory Aliyahs, as well as all of the Hosafas, should include all of the Parsha, and you shouldn't leave anything over that's new for the Maftir to say on a regular single Parsha, single Sefer Torah Shabbos. The issue for number 33 has a very interesting discussion as to who is entitled to say this Chatzi Kaddish that we say at the end of the laning. So he brings down from the Stechemed that Im Yesh Ovel B'Veis HaKnesses Zuchus Zo Shayeches Lo, that in Ovel, a person in mourning for his parents for the 11 months that he says Kaddish, so that person should say this Chatzi Kaddish over here. And there's also the opinion of the Stipler Gaon Zatzal. However, the Maharam Mibrisk says Shizchus Amiras Kaddish Ze Shayeches Lebal Kore, that the person who leaned should get the right to say this Kaddish, and this is also the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. However, he brings down Im Oloha Ovel Liachun, if a person who has an obligation to say Kaddish then Ovel happened to get the last Aliyah, so then everybody would say that he can say the Kaddish because he really was the one that was supposed to lane. We just had somebody else lane because of our custom today of always having a Baal Kori, at least for Ashkenazim, have one Baal Kori and not put the person who's getting the Aliyah into the uncomfortable situation where he doesn't know how to do the laning and he botches it. So therefore, we just, not to embarrass anybody, have one person do the laning, but technically the Achun should have gotten the Aliyah, so therefore the Achun can say the Kaddish because he technically was Makayim, the opinion that the laner is supposed to say the Kaddish anyway. Mr. Bruce of Cotton Chav says that you finish off the reading of the entire parsha with the seven obligatory and maybe any hosafas that you're doing before the maftir. The Adin the Yochel Osif Od Al Hashiva, as we've already pointed out, the Mishnah Berurah reminds us that you can add on hosafas on Shabbos. Afa Ikor Ashma Inon the Nagu Shelo LaHashlim BaMaftir is a parsha Yachakach Lomer Kaddish. The Chiddush over here, the Mishnah Berurah reminds us, is that you should finish off the entire laning before you call up the person for maftir. El Yom Kaddish Kodem Kriyas HaMaftir, and then say the Kaddish before the maftir is called up. In this way, you'll certainly finish off the entire laning from Moshe Kesavta Mesiv Katan Yutes, as we've already just explained. Now the Ramah adds, and he says, similarly, on Yontif, when you're calling up five people, the Maftir is not one of those five, the Maftir is a separate Aliyah. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sifkat and Chafalev, wrote to Lomri, the Chiddush over here is, Shigam B'Yontif, that even on Yontif, Avde Medino Hayamutter HaMaftir Lios Min HaMinyan Chamisha, even though technically on Yontif, the Maftir could have been the fifth Aliyah, nevertheless, our Minig is not to do this. Mikol Makum, Noagim Gam Kein Shein HaMaftir Min HaMinyan, we do like on Shabbos, that the Maftir is not included in the seven obligatory, so to on Yontif, the Maftir is not included in the five obligatory Aliyos. Elakori Bifnei Atzmo, Beparsha Shechovas Hayom, he reads separately, usually from the second Sefer Torah, obviously, for separate obligations to read in the Maftir for that day, Vakadish Omer Mikodim. And you read the Kaddish after the first five Aliyos or after the regular Parsha Laning for that Yontif before you read the Maftir. And in this way, you're actually fulfilling even the one that says that it's included in the minyan, that you include them after in the five obligatory aliyos, because shari rova poskim serving the mutal hosif, because this would be like making a hosaf on yontif, which most poskim say you're allowed to do, although we brought down the minyan is not to do this, as we learned in yesterday's shiv v'chanal b'sif aleph. The Ramah continues and he writes, Avo b'chol sh'osir lohosif al-minin akriyim. On a weekday, when you're only allowed to have three aliyos, then when you have a situation, for example, like on a Tanis Tzibur, hashlishi hu maftir, then the third person who gets the aliyah is also functioning as the maftir. For example, on a Tanis Tzibur, when we learn it mincha time. The Ramah continues and he says, Uviyom shemotziyim shnei sifarim o shlosha. On a day that you take out two sifrei Torah, for example, on the irregular yontif where you have a special maftir, usually from Parshas Pinchas, o shlosha, or on a day when you have three sifrei Torah, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Sivkot and Chavbeis, for example, kigon Rosh Chodesh Tevis shechol b'Shabbos, when Rosh Chodesh Tevis, which is in course on Chanukah, also happens to be on Shabbos, so then Shetzorich Lichros Parsha Sheshavua, you read the regular Parsha of the Parsha Sheshavua, you read the Parsha of Rosh Chodesh, the Inyan Shechanukah, and you read something regarding Chanukah. Or, for example, Obasimchas Torah, Shetzorich Lichros Parsha Zosabroch, you read the regular Parsha Zosabroch, you read from Bereshit, and you read Parsha Samusaf, and you read the special Maftir for Shemini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, from Parshas Pinchas. The maftir is always the last aliyah that's called up. It's not the second Sefer Torah, it's the third Sefer Torah in this situation. It's always the second or last Sefer Torah. And whether you have additional aliyahs or not, when you're making hosafas in these days, you should make the hosafas in the first and second Sefer, not necessarily that you have to, but if you are making hosafos, they should all be made in the first two svarim on a day that you take out three, but the maftir should be just one ola for maftir. The issue foot number 34 brings down that the Kaddish is said after the second Sefer Torah, not after the third Sefer Torah. And this is true, he points out, even if you had seven aliyahs in the first Sefer Torah, you made a hosafa, for example, nevertheless, you only make the Kaddish after the second Sefer Torah is brought out and finished reading from the second Sefer Torah on a day that you have three Sefer Torah. Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal and the Igros Moshe therefore points out, if they made a mistake and they said a Chatzi Kaddish after the first Sefer Torah by accident, so then they have to repeat a Chatzi Kaddish after the second Sefer Torah on a day when you have three Sefer Torah. Because only with the reading of the second Sefer Torah have you finished the takana of the seven olim. Even though you may have had seven people getting an aliyos, the seven required aliyos have to include the second Sefer Torah as well. So technically, any hosafas that you're making, you haven't finished the obligatory laning, and therefore you only make the Kaddish after the obligatory laning, which is from both Sefer Torah. And the issue foot number 35 brings down from the Chofetz Chaim in Tafresh Pei Dalet in the Shaar Tzion over there that you technically don't have to have six aliyahs like we do in the first Sefer Torah and then one aliyah in the second Sefer Torah on a day that you have three Sefer Torah. You technically could have five aliyahs in the first Sefer Torah and two aliyahs in the second Sefer Torah, but the minhag is that we make at least six aliyahs in the first Sefer Torah and one aliyah in the second Sefer Torah on a day that we have three Sefer Torah. And the Ramah continues and he writes, V'katan yochel likros with Parshas HaMusafin, a katan can go get the aliyah of the maftir on a yontif, which is called Parshas HaMusafin. You read about the Karban Musaf that's brought on that day of yontif. Or a katan can get, O be'arba parashios u'musifin bi'ador, the special four parashios of Zohar, Parah, Chodesh, and Shkalim, not in that order, those four parashios, you can also give the haftorah, the maftir, over here to a katan. The chaynagin, and the Ramah brings down, that in fact is the minog brought down in the name of the Ran and the Mordechai. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chaf Gimel explains, V'afapisha parashas Zohar, he chovim in HaTorah. According to this opinion, you're giving the katan Zohar, which is the Araisa, which the second shot in the Mishnah Berurah will say is not allowed in a moment that we'll see. Nevertheless, according to this first opinion, that you are allowed to give a katan this, even though it's a chovim in HaTorah. This chiyuv is Shishmena kol Adam Yisrael, that every Jewish person has to hear parashas Zohar. And one might have thought, Fakotun, Shane Mukhoyibadovra, a cotton who's not obligated, he's not obligated in any mitzvahs, and Yochalotziya Midechova, he can fulfill this mitzvah for other people because he's not obligated in himself. Nevertheless, he brings down Mikomokom Hari Akshav, according to this opinion, Hashliach Tzibur, Kore Umashmiya Lutzibur, the person who's laning is really the one that is fulfilling this, Umotzi Midechovason, and therefore, according to this opinion, the cotton could get the aliyah because he's not the one that's actually laning. However, then the Mishnah Berurah brings down, which is, I believe, the halacha lemaisa according to all, v'yesh machmirim, we don't follow this lenient opinion that the Ramah brings down, but we're machmir badover shalo likrosa lekotan leparsha zohar. We do not allow a katan to get the aliyah for parsha zohar. The issue foot number 36 brings down, and even a child on his bar mitzvah, the stipe legon brings down, shalo yala lemaftir leparsha zohar. He shouldn't get the maftir on that day and read the haftorah. Give him a different Shabbos to go get the haftorah. Then the Mishnah Berurah is, v'chein leparsha's parah. We should extend this chumrah even to Parshas Parah, not to give it to a katan, because sheyeshomim shegam hi midaraisa. There is an opinion that says that even this is a daraisa. to read Parshas Parah. And even though that's a minority opinion, why not extend this to not having a katan do it, to be able to see that minority opinion? And the chayin hiskim el yirabah v'derech achayim, and this is also the opinion of these great gedolim. Tishavu number 37 brings down, therefore, a blind person or an ama aretz that doesn't know how to read along with the Baal Kriya, mila b'mila, should also not get these aliyos. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Ubiyom Rishon Shol Shavuos Shekorin HaMerkava L'Maftir. And on the first day of Shavuos, when we read the Torah of the Merkava, so when you call up the person to get Maftir, for that, you also shouldn't call up a katan. And in fact, the issue of foot number 38 brings down from Simon Tov Tzadi Dalit that the minhag in many places is to read, call up the rabbi, a gadol v'chacham, gets to read this haftarah. And likewise, v'chein b'shvi shal Pesach shekorin hashira, when we read Oz Yoshua on the seventh day of Pesach, and also on b'shabbos shuvah, on that Shabbos right before Yom Kippur, the minhag is on these days when you read the seventh day of Pesach, Oz Yoshir, and on Shabbos Shuvah, Gam Kenoagim Shein Korin Oso Lechatchila Lemaftir. You don't call up a young child for Maftir on those days as well. And Dirshu Foot number 40 brings down as well on a Tanis Tzibor, where the Maftir is included in the minion of the Kuriyim, so the Shari Ephraim says you certainly don't want to call up a Katan that day for Maftir as well. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes and he brings down the Tshuvas Perach Shoshan. He brings down that you shouldn't have a cut and read any of the four parashios of the Dalit parashios. They view Bechidusha Rabbi Kiva Eger, and he brings this down from Rabbi Kiva Eger as well. And by the way, the Mishnah Berurah says, even when you are having a cut and read of Omnam, Gam Bishar Maftir Gam King, whenever you are going to have a cut and read, Dafka Bekotan Shigi Luchin, it has to be a child that, while he's under the age of Bar Mitzvah, is close to Bar Mitzvah, and he understands what he's doing. Sheodea Lach Tocha Osios Betov, and he can pronounce all the words properly. Udloka Osan Shemenichim Kitanim Harbe, and not like those shuls where they had the custom, they would let a very young child do it, Loma Haf Torah, and he doesn't say the Haf Torah properly. And this brought down the name of the Mogen Avram, and then the Mishnah Berurah says, look into Bir Halacha. And the Chafetz Chaim says at the conclusion of Dibra Maskal, Oba Arba Parshos, he says, V'al Koponim, Nir Elani Yizdati, it's my personal humble opinion, the Chafetz Chaim says, the Parshos HaMusafim, that on the Yontif days, and also on the Dalit Parshos, Ein Kedai L'Hakir Likros Katan. You shouldn't call up a katan for any of these for the Maftir Aliyah, and V'meni Yodei Likros Mila B'Mila Imashatz Mitoch HaKsav, unless this katan is really capable of saying it properly, word for word, with the Shleach Tzibur. It brings down from the Chidushi Rekiva Eger, Shebetshuvas Perach Shoshan, Hel L'Ikr, the katan L'Ikr B'Dala Parashos, as we pointed out, U'mashim L'Chol Gavni, and he's talking about in all of these situations, it would probably be preferable not to have a katan do the Maftir on those days. Back to Ramah, the Ramah says, V'chei Noagim, that you can call up the Katan, even though the Ramah himself brings down Afal Pishyesh Cholim, which the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkan Chavtal, it says, Hainu, Da'chokim Sirilu, these that argue with the Ramah's first opinion, hold, Da'afka B'Shabbos Shekori HaMaftir, Mashekvar Kora HaShvi, Oz Nucha Likros Katan. Only on Shabbos, when you already have read the parasha that the Katan is going to read, because on a regular Shabbos, we repeat the Maftir, the Aliyah of Shvi, or Achron, that we just read. As opposed to on all of these special days of Yontif and the Dalit Parashos, when the Maftir gets his Aliyah, it's brand new stuff. It hasn't been read beforehand. So this opinion that disagrees with the Ramah says that when you're reading something new, you shouldn't have a katan do this. Then the Ramah says, you read the Kaddish, as we pointed out already, before you reach Maftir. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkan Chafei explains, we've already said this, so he's not telling us anything new over here. Rak Lashminin just wants to remind us that there is no difference over here. That's his Chiddush, why he's bringing this down, as we'll see in a second, that there is no Chiluk, and we read in the Ramah, that ain't Chiluk b'zeh bein hosifu aminyan akruyim olo. And he says there's no difference over here. That's what the Chiddush of the Ramah is that we just read now. That's why he's bringing down the first part that he says that you say the Kaddish after the first seven Aliyahs, and it doesn't make a difference whether you made Hosafos or not, whether there were more than seven Aliyahs or not. You still have to finish off the whole Parsha and then say the Chatzi Kaddish, and it doesn't make a difference whether there's one, two, or three Sifrei Torah. You always do this before the Maftir. That's when you say the Chatzi Kaddish. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, Ela b'chol pam, omer makaddish, kodem ha-maftir dafka. You have to make sure that you're reading the Kaddish always right before the Maftir. Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Chavav, Kodim Shola Maftir, Hainu B'Shabbos, that's on the Shabbos. Avo B'chol Shamaftir Miminin Akurim, but on a weekday when the Maftir is amongst the three people getting the Aliyah, he says, Omrim Kaddish Achar HaMaftir, we say the Kaddish after the Maftir, the Hainu, which means Achar Shemachnisan Sefer Torah Lehechol, after we return the Sefer Torah back to the Aron Kodesh. For example, on a Tainis, we don't say the Chatzi Kaddish in Mincha time after we finish the Lenin, but we go and say it after we return the Sefer Torah, below Kodim, and not before then. The Omrim Kaddish Al Nishlam Haminyam, because we don't say the Kaddish until you've completed the minion of Aliyos that you have to have. And the third person, he's included in that, so he's the Maftir, so we wait till after he's done with the Haftorah. or b'chol amayit Pesach, v'chein b'chol amayit Sukkos, or m'kaddish achas shekor avi. Call them up after, you say the kaddish after the fourth aliyah, because again, you have four aliyahs, those kvar nishlam, minyan akriyim, that you're supposed to read on a chol amayit day. The issue foot number 43 explains this idea more in detail. We unfortunately don't have the time to go through it. And again, the issue foot number 44 brings down that if you said the kaddish in the wrong place, you have to go and repeat the kaddish in the right place. That will conclude today's shiur.